All right, thank you.
Thanks, Barbie.
Okay, that takes the number 17, archery antlerless and archery deer update. John, are you going to handle that one for us?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon again, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief, and I got a brief update for you on the archery deer and antelope discussion input that we've been putting together and working through. I do want to just give you a recap of what we've accomplished so far and then where we're headed here. You'll recall at your last meeting,
our Eastern South Dakota Urban Fisheries, we've got both Dave and Kip are going to give us some updates on this. So I don't know who's teeing that up first, if you're going to Kip or Dave's first, but go ahead whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Secretary Roebling, and members of the Commission. My name is Kip Rowlands. I'm the aquatic habitat and access biologist for game fishing parks in the southeast region of South Dakota. Throughout the years, our department's urban and community fishery program has had the opportunity to grow and develop in some really positive ways. And today we want to share with all of you some of those developments and ways in which we are continuing to move this program forward. So I'm going to kind of cover a broad overview of the urban and community fishery program, why it's so important to our department's mission, and some of the great benefits that it provides. So first, I want to briefly discuss what our urban community fishery program is and what our involvement is in managing these fisheries. Urban and community fisheries are typically small local water bodies that are located in an area of town that can be easily accessed by either riding a bike or even walking. Our management activities primarily include stocking adult fish, which Dave will speak more on in a minute. And then we also emphasize projects that improve fishing access to these water bodies. One of the best ways that we've found to improve angler access is by installing a floating fishing pier in these water bodies that we have custom made here in South Dakota at the Mike Derby State Prison down in Springfield. These ADA compliant fishing piers allow anglers to get out away from the shore, get out beyond the water, the weed line, and get access to deeper water and typically better fishing. These fishing piers are extremely popular with anglers, young and old, and they've proven to be a really effective and useful tool that we have available to improve fishing access on all water bodies, including these small community fisheries. Access is also improved by simply controlling vegetation around the perimeter of these ponds. Typically that's cattails, just to improve shore fishing opportunities, clearing an area of cattails so that folks can cast a line. Also walkways around the pond allow folks easy access to the entire shoreline. And they open up multiple shoreline access locations. And some cities have even incorporated amenities such as picnic shelters and benches that really provide a nice benefit to the users. So why is this urban and community fishery program so important to our department, and what is it about this program that we really feel helps get folks into fishing? The reality is today's world, there's a growing list of challenges and roadblocks that are making it more difficult for new anglers to go fishing and discover that passion that they might have for it. So these urban fisheries help break down some of those roadblocks, and they make it easier, less expensive, more convenient, and really less intimidating of an approach for novice anglers, young and old, to go fishing. And often that's really all it takes for someone to develop that interest in fishing is to just go try it. And this program really provides a means to do that. This program ties in really well with our department's commitment to R3, which stands for recruitment, retention, and reactivation. As many of you know, R3 is not unique to South Dakota. It's a nationwide movement focused on increased participation in outdoor recreation. So when it comes to fishing, there are a few better ways to recruit, retain, and reactivate anglers and to have a local fishery right there in the backyard, which is quite literal for some folks. that doesn't require a boat. It doesn't require expensive equipment. It doesn't require gassing up a truck and packing up for an entire weekend, but it still allows folks to get outside, wet a line, and catch some fish. And that's really something that we're excited to continue moving forward. Another one of the really nice benefits that these community fisheries present is the opportunity for our department to establish partnerships with city governments, various fishing clubs, and other NGOs. Those partnerships involve not only working together to establish and develop these urban fisheries, but also organize fishing events at these local ponds. And it's a great way for kids to get interested in fishing in a fun way, and also just a great way for us to connect with the communities. So having a local fishing opportunity right in the heart of these towns is a huge attraction for these cities and a great way to positively impact, the quality of life of folks within the town and neighboring communities. Where these urban fisheries really shine, though, is with kids. Local kids in these towns can often ride their bikes to these water bodies and spend a summer afternoon fishing, which is a really great sight to see, because these kids are not sitting indoors. They're not staring at a screen. They're outside. They're engaging with the outdoors, and they're growing that foundation of interest that often leads to a lifelong passion, lifelong interest in the outdoors. And that's something that we're really excited about continuing to move forward. So that's an overview of the urban and community fisheries and the benefits and opportunities they provide. Next, Dave is going to provide some further details on the program.